Finance Committee, please come to order. We have a number of items on the agenda, but the first is Mr. Sampson and his budget. Mr. Sampson, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Am I hot there? Can everybody hear me? How about now? All right. All right. Summary statements from court, January 1st, 2022 through November 30th, 2022. County General Fund 1,000, $4,808,942.80. County Road Fund 2,000, $4,334,361.13. County Road Sales Tax Fund 3402, $3,371,651.67. Animal Welfare and Control Fund 3404, $1,477,665.25. Criminal Justice Sales Tax Fund 3407, $2,633,481.37. Coronavirus Relief Fund 1005, $1,038,201.94. American Rescue Plan Fund 3046, $23,427,814.48. You'll turn with me. One thing I do want you to notice there, on County General revenue and expenses, we currently have more revenue than expenses at this point of the year. With what we're going to come out with when we do the final tax settlement in the last part of the year, we should end with revenues over expenditures for this year, which is always a good thing. Turn with me to page 2. The green line is 2022. As you can see, we have finally kind of gotten away and busted above the 2021 line. We're about $400,000 in revenue over the 2021 number at this point. And I think we, if y'all remember, in one of the budget meetings, we kind of talked about it a little bit, and y'all remember last month that I'd said that sales tax collection had been down into last month. I was concerned about that. And in one of those meetings earlier this week, and I wish I had that number in front of me, the sales tax numbers come through in November, and we were ahead of where we need to be, on schedule where we need to be ahead of last year. On page 3, sales tax for November was $1,126,133.02. That is 12% better than 2021, and through year-to-date, we are 13.06% better. On page 4, you can see that we've revenued $12,254,241. We are at 100% and 6% of projected, which was $11,600,000. And finally, on the last page, this is our sales tax 3-month moving average versus a 1-year moving average. The 3-month moving average is trending down. That's just cyclical. I'm not concerned about that at all. As you can see, the 1-year moving average is continuing to track up. We were trending down last November as well, so it's nothing to be concerned about. Are there any questions? Good. We should finish out the year on sales tax around somewhere between 13.2 and 13.4 million.
Nothing further. Thank you, Mr. Sampson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. We have a number of these ARP budgets to consider. Now, these ARP budgets, or what we're doing now, is just rolling them over into next year from Op 22 to Op 23. That's what these budgets are. Some of the funds have been spent, and I've forgotten which ones, by some of the recipients. But all of these budgets are to be rolled over. for next year. So that's where they're there. Now, I can read them all. In fact, that council, won't you think all of them? Where'd he go?
I'm right here.
Oh, I didn't see you. You want me to read them all so that we can have one motion to move them forward?
I think that'd be proper, yes, sir.
Mr. Cherry, since I have been doing that, would you like for me to help you do that?
Why don't you just do it all?
All right. So we want to do them one at a time or do all of them?
All of them. You read them all at once, okay. And we'll do a motion to advance them all to the full court.
All right. So the first one to consider is Fund 3046, American Rescue Plan Fund, Department 0419, Coroner. Second one to consider, Fund 3046, American Rescue Plan Fund, Department 0703, City of Damascus. Next, Fund 3046, American Rescue Plan Fund, Department 0704, Conway Corporation. Next one, Fund 3046, American Rescue Plan Fund, Department 0705, City of Valonia, Valonia Waterworks. Next one, 3046, American Rescue Plan Fund, Department 0706, City of Guy. Next one, Fund 3046, American Rescue Plan Fund, Department 0707, City of Greenbrier. The next one, Fund 3046, American Rescue Plan Fund, Department 0708, Metropolis of Worcester. Fund 3046, American Rescue Plan Fund, Department 0709, City of Mayflower. Need some water?
No, that's okay. Just my yearly cough.
Okay. The next one, Fund 3046, American Rescue Plan Fund, Department 0710, Stop DV. Fund 3046, American Rescue Plan Fund, Department 0711, City of Hope. Next one, Fund 3046, American Rescue Plan Fund, Department 0712, Children's Advocacy Alliance. Next one, 3046 American Rescue Plan Fund, Department 0714, United Way, Totsuck Homeless. Next one, Fund 3046 American Rescue Plan Fund, Department 0715, United Way of Central Arkansas. Next one is Fund 3046 American Rescue Plan Fund, Department 0716, Community Action Program of Central Arkansas. Oops, got one that's sideways. Nope, this is budget. So that is all of the ARP. Is that correct?
Yes.
So I make a motion that we put all these on the table for consideration.
Second.
Is there discussion about any of the transfer of the ARP funds from AUC 22 to AUC 23.
Mr. Chair, I just have a couple of questions. So the only differences in any of these that I noticed are City of Guy and City of Worcester. The difference is less. Is it because they're the only two that have spent money so far, or can you explain the differences on those two?
I took all the unspent monies and rolled that over into next year with the request.
Gotcha.
So, there's two appropriations that they basically spent them all their money. So those aren't in. I did roll the few cents they had left over.
But I mean, Guy is $80,000 less. They've spent it, and Worcester is $97,000 less. And then the other one is more just a point of comment toward the, ordinance that Justice Boyer put forward before the Personnel Committee earlier. I think it speaks to the importance of having somebody in an oversight position over all of this money, because I think this committee should be mindful of making sure that we don't just blanket pass, renew these budgets year after year, because it's use it or lose it, and having somebody in an oversight position that can encourage all the folks who've been awarded these funds to use them, so that if they don't, this court can reconsider how to spend those funds. I just want to bring that up to the committee to consider in light of the ordinance that's going to the full court and just for future budget and finance committees to consider that the money needs to be spent or we need to reappropriate it elsewhere. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. To echo what Justice Pearson was saying, one of the problems we have right now, one of the reasons we haven't in the county judge's office been able to spend more money is because of how slow we're trying to take things one at a time, just because we don't have the manpower to devote to deal constantly with the ARP programs. So as of right now, for instance, with the nonprofits, just to let the quorum court and everybody else know, but we are starting with the Totes Up Homeless Coalition project. That's a smaller $20,000 appropriation, but we're starting with them as our nonprofits just because we've got much, much larger appropriations and we want to make sure we're doing everything the way that needs to be done. But all that to say is we're just sort of dipping our toe in the water and slowly progressing. And I know that there are entities that want their money yesterday, but we just don't have the manpower to get that out and feel safe under the guidelines.
Because it's not just as simple as writing a check, right? There are a lot of grant requirements that have to be adhered to. Is that what it is?
Not just that. It's just the liability. I mean, we would not be doing the citizens of Faulkner County. We would not be doing our job if we simply just wrote a check.
Right.
I think long term, we have to make sure that the money, every dollar is being spent appropriately.
I think it's a good point. It'd be a good point for this committee to follow up on with the judge-elect's office and just to make sure they have the resources they need to be able to execute those funds properly.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we approve.
Second. All in favor of approving the ARP fundings, indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Good. Okay, next.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Could I ask you to take up the library budget following next in your packet?
It's number 15 on the list.
I think you have it. We noticed a problem in one of our cells. It calculated incorrectly. In addition, there was a misunderstanding on the part-time line.
Mr. Chair, let's go ahead and put this on the table.
You.
Yeah, so I make a motion that we put fund 3008, County Library Department 0600, County Library, on the table for consideration.
I hate to be a stickler, but I think there's need to be a point of order to add this to the agenda. It's not technically on the agenda for that, or is that just for
it's on there.
It's on there.
It's on the list.
Okay, I see. It's on this one here.
Yeah.
Scratch that. Sorry. I'll second your motion to put that on the table for discussion.
Is there any discussion about the amended library budget?
I unfortunately cut off Mr. Anderson, so I'd like for him to continue.
Thank you. There was a calculation error in one of the cells. We corrected that in the total for the capital outlay section. In addition, there was some misunderstanding. The library thought that the amended 2022 figure would carry over into the part-time 1002 line. They had $139,000 last year, so that's what was moved forward and approved by this committee, and they want to increase that to $169,000. And even with that increase, with the corrected cell that we have, they're asking for right at the same, just a little bit more than last year. It's not a big difference. But this was approved last week, I believe. Last week, I think. So this would be an amendment to that.
I do have the funding. I don't have that.
They have the funding.
Would you care further about the library budget?
I make a motion we approve.
Second.
All in favor of approving the amended library budget, indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. All opposed. Okay, the library budget is advanced. to the full court. Now let's see where we are. Next is the proposed ordinance 2254, which is the annual levy of the millage. So I need someone to make a motion to put ordinance 2254 on the table for consideration.
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion about the ordinance? Now, the ordinance has an attachment which lists the...
So the ordinance does have to pass this month by law, and I am still waiting on one more school to certify off their information to me, but I will have it by next week. And it's going to be what I've got on here. It's just I do need them to sign off on it. And that's for Pulaski County Special School District.
Yep, I see it. Big void. Okay.
I make a motion we approve.
Second.
Any further discussion about the millage? All in favor of advancing the ordinance 22-54 to the full court for its consideration, indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Margaret, you'll fill in the Pulaski County by next Tuesday.
Yeah, it's filled in, but I will make sure I have it certified off from them.
Okay,
the
good.
Here?
Good. Next is 2258. I need a motion to put...
Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we put proposed ordinance 2258 on the table for consideration.
Second.
Good. Is there discussion about or comments about ordinance 22-58? Homeland Security transfers.
Two questions, Mr. Chair. Section 3500 from County General to Quorum Court, advertising publications. What is that one for? Anybody?
Your publications, all your ordinances have to be published. And we, because of all the ARP stuff, it's we've gone over the budget, so we need to replenish it.
Published.
All ordinances have to be published
in the newspaper.
So
right. Essentially, every word that we use in an ordinance is another dollars and cents that we have to pay out of that budget. So right. Earlier, was it last year that we, for instance, we had a. Help me out, Justice Allison. We had a rather lengthy, I can't remember the name of your ordinance, Justice Allison, but anyhow, the more lengthy they are, the more they cost.
And I understand.
And I did an appropriation because y'all don't have very many places to transfer it from, and the only one you really have is 1,002 salaries part-time, and not knowing how many more meetings, I mean, you possibly could have another meeting, so I didn't want to dip into that.
Thank you. And then, Margaret, Section 7 to 18,000 from County General for computers, software support, and maintenance.
I think that one's mine, Margaret. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So this goes back to an issue we spoke about earlier in regards to trying...
The time, right?
Time clock plus, that's right. So this is the actual... what was the appropriation for... 2023 is for the license fee. Mm-hmm. This is for the actual... thumbprint hardware, yes. That's right, that we'll need to implement in the different places.
No further questions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chair, if I can go just a little bit off the reservation and address Justice Pearson. As a member of the AAC, I've been part of the committee that recommends... Just a second, the word has slipped my mind and everything. But that recommends bills and stuff to the legislature. Uh-huh. So anyway, one of the bills that the AEC is put on their agenda is actually addressing the...
Publishing.
Publishing, yeah.
Oh, yes. So we're going to discuss it next week as well.
Okay, so we have discussed it in the committee, and the purpose of this is there are some counties that do not have a newspaper at all,
yeah.
And so that where they're required by law, and we're in the 21st century, mm-hmm. So they're wanting to change that to where we could publish it on our county website,
yeah.
And actually would be more available to people, and it would save costs. So that is something that is coming up, legislative committee, that's coming up as a proposed legislation from the AAC for the 2023 session. I just wanted to share that
yeah.
with you because I was aware of that.
I appreciate that.
It would save us money, and it would have better coverage for our constituents.
Yeah. And deleting that, on the bottom of my ordinances, you see where they got to put the dollar amount. When mm-hmm. I submit this to the legals, they put that dollar amount before they publish in there. Mm-hmm. And that's so the public can see how much we're paying for each one of these ordinances as a lead-in of our next step is now to go back forward and ask that we can start publishing to the web page instead of to the newspaper.
Yeah. That would be great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we approve.
Second. All in favor of approving Ordinance 22-58, indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Ordinance 2258 is approved. Now, we have another ordinance. I need a motion to consider proposed ordinance 22-60.
So moved.
Second.
I'll take the floor real quick.
That's a little info.
Thank you.
So at our last meeting, I did bring this issue up and request that it be placed on tonight's agenda. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for putting it on the agenda. This is one of those issues that's never easy for the quorum court to take up, but like I mentioned at the last Budget and Finance Committee meeting, I believe it's our responsibility to at the very least look at it. And I think I gave away my copy. Can I? And so that's all I'm doing here tonight is putting forth the information that I was able to procure and putting it before this committee for its consideration. And basically what I did is I looked at the 2022 numbers from the Arkansas Association of Counties annual salary survey and pulled the per diem compensation for Class 6 counties. And what you see in the handout, members, is just the per diem compensation, not the committee compensation, or not the committee meeting per diem, but just the full meeting per diem. And so for the Class 6 counties, and the average, you can see the Faulkner is at 516, which is the lowest other than Saline County. And the average of the counties, excluding Faulkner, would be $710.50, and that would be my recommendation. Would be to move Faulkner County to the average of the Class 6 counties for the per diem for full meeting attendance. Like I said, it's not a fun topic, but I think it's our responsibility to at the very least have the discussion for the security of this body to operate. So that's it.
Okay, so we're talking about Article 1 now.
Yes, that's all that I'm proposing. I'm not proposing a change to the per diem rate for committee attendance. Just don't have any hard numbers on that, any information. I was just able to get information about what appeared to be full court attendance, and so that is what I'm able to operate on and feel comfortable doing. As uncomfortable as it feels, but here I am.
Okay. Is there any discussion or comments about changing the per diem for regular quorum court meetings to $7,10.50? If not, then I need someone to make a motion to insert $7,10.50 in Article 1 blank space.
So moved.
Second.
I'm thinking about it. You know, I'll second it so we can get it to the full court.
That's the least I could ask for. If it fails in full court, so be it. But I think it's worthy of having the discussion. We'll see how it goes. Thank you for the second.
Since we all in favor of approving the insertion of 710.50 in Article 1 in proposed ordinance 22-60, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Good. Now, I need a motion to move the proposed ordinance 22-60 to the full court.
So,
Mr. Chair, are we not going to address the per diem for a committee meeting?
I've chosen to not address that. It will still remain at 125 unless there's interest to do so.
That's not going to change. I think that was brought up a couple of years ago. I think the 125 is a mandatory amount, minimum, isn't it?
Could be statutory. I don't know. I just wasn't able to find the information from other Class 6 counties on what their per diem rates are, so I didn't include it. But I don't know the answer to your question.
Yes, 125 is the statutory minimum.
All in favor of advancing proposed ordinance
22? Mr. Chair, if I may, just real quick. I did want to ask other committee members in attendance what their thoughts are, if they would like to share any at this time. We'll have a chance potentially at full court, but before it gets there, if any members in attendance had anything wanted to share, would like to open the floor to them. Except for you, I know what you're going to say. Okay,
so
then. Yes.
Yeah. So, Mr. Chair, Article 3 is new as well, is it not?
It was not my intention.
Shouldn't be.
That is not new?
No. Y'all can get mileage reimbursement when you're not coming here.
This is a identical to the one that was passed in 3 years ago.
Yeah. So, my advice to other JPs is read your ordinances, because I have traveled the country and have never asked. Never been turned down, but I've never asked.
Okay. Justice, may I just speak in favor of it being raised? The JPs have a tough job. I mean, it is once a month or twice a month if you're on a committee. Costs for all y'all have gone up as well, and you know, y'all should be compensated at a fair rate, just like the elected officials and our county employees as well.
So you are in favor of Article 1 at 710.50?
I am in favor of it, yes. Huh? I just was giving my opinion when he asked the public. I'm the public. I vote yes.
Yes, you do technically need a motion to amend Article 2 to whatever number it is. If it's 125, it's 125. But as of right now,
it's currently blank.
Yes.
With that being said, I'll make a motion to amend Article 2 in this ordinance to one to include the dollar amount of 125.
Second.
All in favor of amending Article 2 to 125, indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Now, is there further discussion about proposed ordinance 2260 from any member present? Good.
Make a motion we forward it to the full court.
Second.
As amended?
Second.
All in favor of advancing it to the full court, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Next is proposed ordinance 22-62.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we put proposed ordinance 2262 on the table for discussion.
Good. I heard a second somewhere.
Second.
Good. Is there discussion about proposed ordinance 22-62?
So, Mr. Chair, so as I read through this, we've got basically some transfers in departments that have to do with criminal justice fund and everything, but while we have this on the table, and we're talking about the criminal justice fund, maybe a little bit of a reach, but I'd like to revisit the ordinance that we passed previously.
We could revisit that, but the background on this 22-62 is that a lady from the sheriff's office called me yesterday and indicating that they had run out of money in some of their accounts, and could I add it to the agenda tonight? And I said, of course, because these are just transfers to keep one or more of their balances from being zero. It happens nearly every year. So that's the nature of this ordinance.
Okay, I think I'll stick with this ordinance as is at this point. So I would make a motion that we approve.
Good.
Second.
All in favor sending proposed ordinance 22-62 to the full court, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Good. Now,
Justice Pickett, there's one item that you left off of the agenda.
I'll bring it up. Personnel did advance Justice Boyer's ordinance regarding the creation of a new position. Is that what you're referring to? Yeah. Which is on our agenda. Before we adjourn, I think we should address it.
Number 3. Line item 3.
So, that ordinance, it's not in our packet.
That's because we didn't know if it was going to pass. It's a budget amendment to what they are.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Do you need a motion to amend the budget to reflect the new position from ordinance 2269?
Yes.
2259, excuse me.
Yep. Yes.
I submit that we amend the budget, the 2023 budget, to reflect the new position represented in ordinance 2259.
Not this time.
Second. Good.
But point of order, do we need to put proposed ordinance 2259 on the table for this committee?
No, the ordinance itself is not an appropriation ordinance. That's really not before the committee. However, as we're dealing with the budget, there are three budgets that are affected by that position. Believe that Mr. Anderson is going to pass out the financial details. So essentially, we need to go back and amend those three budgets. Yes.
So the ordinance will go to full court.
The ordinance will go to full court.
Thank you.
62 to pass.
Yes.
May I hand them out?
Sure.
Thank you.
Sure.
Mr. Chair, if you will look at the first one, it's submitting the ARP fund. And it's the funding that's going to come out of the ARP fund for that position. The second one is county judge budget. And what I was asked to do, and I went back and I reduced some line items in this budget that was approved last week. And it's basically they're asking for a few dollars less than they asked for last week. And it encompasses the expense of the quarter of the new position that was created. In the last budget, it's county general. If you will look about halfway down the front page, position 1005, that's the, we deleted a position that wasn't filled at the road shop. And a quarter of this position is paid for out of this line item now. And you can see it's a savings of $19,000 to the road department.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we put fund 3046 American Rescue Plan Fund, Department 0100 ARP Admin, on the table for consideration.
Second.
Is there a discussion about fund 3046, Department 100? Then all in favor of amending the 23 budget by the American Rescue Plan ARP Administration, indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Good. Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we put Fund 1000 County General, Department 0100 County Judge, on the table for consideration.
Second. Are there any comments about this amended budget? Then all in favor of amending the County General Fund 1000, Department 100 for County Judge, in the Alt 23 budget, indicate by saying aye.
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 It's approved.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we put Fund 2000, County Road, Department 0200, County Road, on the table for consideration.
All in, any comments about this proposed change in the County Road budget? All in favor of amending the Alt 23 budget for Fund 2000, Department 200, indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Good. That's amended. Now, the next thing that's not on the agenda is a discussion of COLA. And I think that everybody has received a little attachment or an email that I sent out this morning.
I don't know, but you got this.
And we have what's happened is that the forecast I made earlier included a forecast for November and December. The Bureau of Labor Statistics released the figures this morning for the November CPI. I used that number to reforecast only for December. And the cost of living adjustment has been reduced from 6.2 or 3?
It was 6.3 is what we discussed.
6.3 down to 5.9. Inflation has declined for 11 actual months in 2022 and one forecasted month, which is December. So you have in the budget and in the COLA models, we have the lower is at 5.9. We may want to just go ahead and move it to 6.0. Inflation is not going down next year. And we'll just have to wait and see. I mean, we can give them a tenth of a percent, give the employees a tenth of a percent and a little vigorous to get ahead for next year. And then you can, the court can make the adjustment at this time next year if they approve a COLA adjustment. And I think that all the funds except county general portion is, but that can be fixed. So the discussion is, what do we want to include? Which budget do we want to include? Which COLA figure do we want to include in the budget that we submit to the full court next Tuesday? That's what's before us. And the numbers say 5.9.
So I guess the question then would be, hang on just a second, let me look at this. So the numbers under the line shows
still available.
That budget item.
It's still available.
Okay.
Still under your number.
With that COLA.
Yes. Yeah, that's not my sheet. That's the way I read it.
Okay.
So we'll end up at 5.9, about 1.1 million. And available to appropriate, if we go to 6%, it's still about $1.9 million. It's about $7,000 for each tenth of a percent change in COLA, or about a little over $70,000 for each 1% change in COLA. So we can do it now, and I think we needed. The full court needs a firm number in front of it. Rather than this sort of a spreadsheet.
Yeah, I agree. We need to send the number to the full court. And I personally am in favor of supporting the 6%.
Mr. Higgins, does 6% set well with you?
I am not uncomfortable with 6%.
Mr. Boyer?
Yes, sir.
Members of the court in the audience, is 6% satisfactory?
I guess I'll speak to that. I went through last year, we were discussing this, and looked at all the line items from the budgets from 2014 on, because that was the most that I could, as far back as I could find, that was consistent numbers available on website stuff. Totaled up all the salaries for every year, the salary line items for every year from 2014, and now I've updated that to the proposed budgets for 2023. And what I see is an increase from the 2014 budget. We took out the cops grant, the public defender, and one other that appeared on the salary line items were new starting in 2021. So I'm not counting those. So the other line items have increased by approximately 36% over that time. Mr. P, I believe you said 3.25% was the average in inflation over the last several years, decade, maybe. I think you said it the other day. I looked at that, and a dollar in 2014 increasing by 3.25%, or the inflation rate, is now $1.33. $1.33 now will buy the same thing as a dollar did in 2014 based on that. I think this court has shown its willingness to give sufficient, ample raises. We've raised some that are going to come in this budget, they're in this 2023 proposed budget. Some salaries have raised by 20% this year. Just over last year, I believe that the salary line items increased from the 2021 budget to the 2022 budget. After all the updates that were made this year, they're in the final appropriations for 2022, have increased 11%. So I believe that this court, I was studying this stuff in my math classes at school, and so I brought this up and showed them what I was doing up here to try to show them where it applies. And one of the kids said, "So are you saying that they're paying the people too much?" And I said, "No, I'm not saying we're paying the people too much. What I'm trying to point out is that we are not paying them too little either." So I think that we have kept up. It may not have been through COLAs every year, but through other raises and COLAs over time. The employee in 2014, there may be some added positions that I didn't account for, but there may be some reduced positions too. But I don't think that would dramatically change this. But the employee in 2014, their salary in 2014, they have about a 3% increase in purchasing power on average from my numbers that I've calculated here. That's what I'm looking at. And so I would prefer that this court continue to look at raises like that. I've got constituents calling me saying they're not getting raises like this. They're not getting raises like we've given already, and they're not getting COLAs in anywhere near 6%. The United States Military Active Duty, I think, is at 4.7 this year, 4.7%, if I remember correctly what I looked up on the website. So I would be more inclined to support a 3 or 4% COLA and then look at raises as we go through the year to bring people online, because we have given significant raises and we've not turned people away. We've not turned them down this year. And as long as there's money to appropriate, I believe this court is willing to raise people to the level of compensation they deserve. That's just my opinion.
Personally, my opinion hasn't changed on it. I think I said this last meeting. I'd like to see somewhere around the 3 to 4% range. I think we've been really aggressive giving employees across the board. We looked at elected officials tonight. I think 3 to 4% would put us in a good position for next year. It's a more conservative number. Leaves us some more money there in case the economy downturns. We don't meet projections. And if not, we can start looking at raises again for next year and start with a little more money. So that's the number I would prefer to see.
Mr. Chair, I think we have a starting point for a conversation, and it will require the full court to figure out the solution. I still support sending 6% to the full court for discussion with, given what has been said here tonight, I think there will be a fair amount of continued discussion. So no sense in debating it too much here tonight. Personally, is how I feel about it.
So I know Justice Allison indicated the raise to the armed forces was how much?
I believe it's 4.7%, if I'm not mistaken. The retirees and disability was like 8.7.
Well, and the same thing, I was going to ask, what Social Security, was it at 8.1?
8.7.
8.7, the COLA.
Because of the inflation rate.
Right. Okay.
But those guys don't get raises throughout the year either. That COLA is their only raises.
Yeah.
May I just make a comment?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm indifferent on it at this point, but we kind of need to know what y'all need for next week, because it is a lot of work and we're running out of time. Sarah has to make all the changes, and not only Sarah does, but I have to. So we're running down on having enough time to get all this inputted. The pay period for the first payroll in 2023 starts in December. So all this stuff has to be inputted in a pretty short time period upon passage. So if you want to pass to see the numbers, at least ask for those numbers so we can have that ready for y'all next Tuesday night. Does that make sense? If you're not going to pass the 6, that's a lot of work. But or if you want a 4 and a 6, then we need to come prepare so y'all can pass it on that night.
Mr. Allison?
Yes, sir.
Let me visit with you just for a minute about calculating percentage changes from, what did you say, Alt 14?
Yes, sir.
The persons that were occupying the positions today may or may not be the people who occupied the positions in Alt 14. So having a discussion about about COLA over a lengthy time period introduces this problem about the people are different. Now, when we talk about the COLA of 6%, only for Alt 22, the problem about different people diminishes. It's still there, but you take a person who's come on the payroll in June at some salary, they did not suffer an entire 6% loss during the 12 months. So we're talking about averages. And I encourage you to think about the average for a year, which is immediately the immediate past year. And on those grounds, the vast majority of our employees have suffered a 6% loss in purchasing power. Now then, the next question is, what salary figure do we want Sarah, Ms. Maxwell, to base the 6% on? And it's a lot easier in the arithmetic if we use the final salaries that are in all of these budgets. Just calculate the final, sir. That includes all the raises and whatever.
That is the precedent, right?
Yes. And I think, Mr. Allison, that you raised that issue and convinced the court last year to do the final salary.
Yes, sir.
That's fine with me. We don't want our arithmetic to get too complicated.
I think it makes sense because a lot of those salaries were adjusted to 2022 numbers, and
yes,
doing the call on top of that makes sense. So it's not like I'm getting more.
Yeah. So we're instructing Ms. Maxwell to use 6% to calculate the COLA based on 6% of the final salaries that have been approved. She's not here, but
she's back there.
There she is. So is that what we're going to pass to the full court next Tuesday? 6% final salaries. Miss Maxwell can do the arithmetic.
I guess my comment would be, Margaret, would you prepare a 3.5%? Because last year what this committee passed it and it was cut down in full court, so I'd like to see some numbers for... Let's split the difference. We said 34, go 3.5.
Mr. Kendrick, it's not 3.5%. It's not what our employees have lost. They've lost 5.9%.
You can request what you want to, and I can request what I want to. And I just did.
Well, this committee is requesting 6%.
Mr. Chair.
Okay, I'll accept a motion to ask Ms. Maxwell to calculate the revised budget figures, including a COLA of 6% based on the final salaries beginning in 2023.
So moved.
Do it.
Second. All in favor of that motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Good.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I just want to make sure that there's not 6% added to the elected official salaries that we proposed and it was passed. That's going to put us out of line.
Well, we'll have to be sure and add the 6% to the coroner.
Once again, I'm talking about elected officials here, and I just
that's
want to
make
the way
sure. We've never given a COLA to elected officials. We've always historically just adjusted their salaries.
I'm not sure.
I mean, make it.
It's max COLA. It is max COLA when we've done COLA before with elected officials.
Why would we not consider it the same?
You can do what you want. I just ask that you don't, because it's going to add another 6% to an already 22% increase. The amount in which we said was in line with, not quite in line, but it was close to the other comparable counties.
At the beginning of 2022?
At the beginning of 2022, yes.
I see. I personally don't see the difference.
Like I said, y'all can, you're welcome to do what you want, but what we requested was going to be in line with those at other counties.
At the beginning of the year, and then the year happened, and then you lost.
No, this is at 2023. That number is for 2023.
Okay.
When we did the math for the maximum amount that elected officials could make, we used that based on the 2023 projection that AAC gives, not the 2022 projection. So when we did 83%, of the max, that was 83% of 2023, not 2022. That's all.
Then there is a discrepancy,
right?
There,
and
I agree with you.
The 95,000 that back when I was I was asking in 2022 for our salaries at 83%, it was 95 and some change. This time, I think in 23 it's 98 and some change. It's 3% more. So,
in that case, I'd make a motion that we request Sarah to omit the 6% cost of living increase for the elected officials.
All in favor of omitting the elected officials, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay. Is there anything further to come before the court? Excuse me. Come before the committee.
Yes. I just think that Justice Kendrick's request is not necessarily out of line. I think that he's trying to accommodate Margaret and Sarah to make sure that they don't have to rush between Christmas and New Year's to try to get everything in line for the budget, if that's what ended up passing in the full court. I don't know what's going to happen in the full court. I can't say that, but I think what Margaret was requesting, you can tell me if I'm wrong, is that we have all the numbers possible that may come up so that we don't have to refigure them in the current over holidays.
Well, I mean, if y'all will approve the budget at a percentage and go ahead and approve it on the 21st, or is it the 20th? I just ask that the budget gets passed next week and not extended to another night, or are we going to be in a very tight crunch on getting all this stuff into the system?
I
can do a worksheet at the 3.5 and shoot out to you guys or the four, but it won't affect what she's doing. Hers is outside my system. I can do one inside the system based off what y'all are saying and shoot it to y'all. And not save it.
I just don't want to get you upset if it does get cut back next week, and then we're looking forward to that.
I think also, Justice Allison, what we could do is work up a resolution that we'll just stay here till it's done. If that's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Also, I just want to also point out, you know, on these COLA models here, you can tell that for every tenth of a percent, it changes about $7,000. So you could work your math backwards and determine how much we would save if it got cut down.
And I'm not worried about that for me. I'm worried about that to put extra work on it. I guess
we can pass the budget and just say it's 4% or 3.5%. We don't have to have it all in front of us necessarily, number to number.
In the past, what we've done is decided on a COA. I think that was different than what was submitted.
That's what I remember.
And then we made the changes to reflect what the court passed after the meeting was over. You approved it.
Pass the budget, and then...
And then we made the correct changes based on the vote by the court.
I just don't want to put y'all up against the wall when it's time to look at the holidays and stuff. That's all I mean.
Yeah, I agree, I'm with you on that. I think we can still, if you want those numbers, you can still get them and have them to present before the full court.
Thank you.
Does anybody know how many employees are affected?
360 employees in the county.
Counted 360.
But it doesn't affect the part-time, so I think it's about 327. It changes a little bit.
I come up with 339 when I did my last work for
that. Sounds like the work
insurance. 339 full-time employees.
That sounds right.
Well, I would like to express an opinion, because I think we're going about it the wrong way. I think that's traditional. I think everybody would say that we have always done it that way, but every couple of years, because we give percentage raises for COLA, we give real big raises to the people who just got raises, or the people at the top of the food chain, and the people at the bottom, the maintenance workers and the sheriff's deputies, get next to nothing. But the problem is that this is supposed to be a cost of living increase. And a sheriff's deputy that's got two kids is going to have the same, it costs the same amount of money to buy a Happy Meal as it does the department head. And what I think we really need to do, so we don't have to come back every couple of years and say, oh, we've got this big disparity between the top pay and the lowest pay, is however many employees we've got, how much money we're going to spend, and give everybody the same amount of money, and we keep everybody even, and we don't have to come back and correct that every couple of years. I know that's outside of the regular chain of thought or train of thought, but it makes math a little easier. You got 317 employees, you're going to spend $1.5 million, give them all the same amount. And I think that's the fair way to do it. This is cost of living. It's not pay for your skill level or your time in service or anything like that. It's cost of living. A loaf of bread costs the same amount for every employee. That's my humble opinion.
Mr. Swain? Jesus.
Motion to adjourn.
You're talking about a lump sum salary increase versus a percentage increase. And that argument has been made for 100 years. And most of the time it settles out on a percentage increase, not a lump sum. So is there anything further that comes before the committee?
Yes, Mr. Chair. So I would like to bring up at our last budget and finance committee, we did make a change moving some appropriation from county general to the criminal justice sales tax, and it wasn't on the agenda, and so the sheriff wasn't here to speak to that. And I'd like to recognize the sheriff with your permission to at least let him address his input on that.
Sure.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
And I apologize not being able to be here last week when this occurred. Wasn't on the agenda, and we just didn't realize that was going to be brought out at this point in time. When we transfer the COPS grant from our criminal justice over to our from the general to the criminal justice, our criminal justice is something, and I think that this court has always preached, and I know Scott as well teaches, is that we don't live in that carryover. We're already in our carryover in our criminal justice, and by bringing the COPS grant over to our criminal justice last week, it really puts a strain on our criminal justice and actually almost doubles the amount that we're actually inside of our carryover. And we just know that that's not good practice, and we try to stay away from that. And so that's a 30,000-foot view of the situation that we wanted to speak about and hope maybe this court would consider keeping that over in the general would be our best, at least for now. And so anything deeper than that, I'll answer any questions I can. And I've got Angie here to answer any questions that you may have as well.
So I'm trying to think, how much was that transfer? Was it about, in my note, about $200,000?
$235,000. The budget without COLA for COPS grants, $384,962.41.
Mr. Chair, with that transfer of the appropriation over to the COPS grant also came about, I don't have it in front of me, roughly $200 and something thousand dollars in revenue. The difference that I figured that the that Department 0445, which is COPS grant cost, whether it's County General or Fund 3407, is $192,000.
Say that again.
The difference that it's going to cost, and then I say cost, appropriation over revenue reimbursement, is roughly $192,000.
To fund the entire grant program for all those positions?
Once again, yes, Department 0445.
Sorry, I don't have my budget.
I understand, and I don't have mine in front of me either. I wasn't really prepared for this, but I'm just kind of working off memory, okay?
Yeah.
So what the way it was transferred over last week was, I think there's $384,000. I don't have that number in front of me either. With that comes 75%. For one half year, it's funded, okay? So 75% will come from the COPS grant, and 25% will be transferred over from County General.
Right, and we're talking about the 25%.
Right, and so essentially once again, if it's County General or Fund 3407, Criminal Justice, they're on the hook for 6 months of the payments.
Anything further? Then I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Can I ask a question about the administrative position?
About the who?
The new administrative position.
Sorry, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Phil, am I understanding that all these appropriations for the cities and all, are they not in use? Have they not been took care of, and otherwise they can't start their projects now? Because
contracts have been signed with almost all of the infrastructure projects. There's a few that have not been signed. Some of those infrastructure projects have been completed. So the one in Guy, if you remember the young lady that came in and had some issues, that project has been done and complete, and so that one's off the books. All that to say is that some of them are in the process. Worcester is right in the middle of it. We're dealing with them day in and day out. But many of them have not started in regards to the actual financing of it. So Conway Corp, we've already had several meetings on Lower Ridge. I could go down the line, but we're not actually reimbursing Conway Corp at this point. Well, there's work being done. There's just not finances exchanged.
My concern was that we were too slow about getting them their paperwork and their money out to them so those projects could go on, because they need to be going.
I think that's a valid concern.
Would be good enough reason to hire somebody to take care of that in a more timely fashion, not counting right the grant. Okay, thank you.
Anything further? We're adjourned. Thank you.